a bunch of women in a room, and if they speak the same language, they're likely to talk with each other. When that language is leadership, and the women come to Hawaii expressly to trade best practices, ideas, and strategies, there's a lot to discuss, especially when the women come from countries in the Asia-Pacific region. After 2 weeks of meetings and exchanges, the Changing Faces Women's Leadership Seminar wrapped up last week. Liz Doran of the East-West Center is the coordinator for the seminar, and she joins us now with some of the key points that just might be helpful to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
When we talk to women, the first thing we always hear is that women have a different idea of what leadership is. Has that idea changed?
One of the things about Changing Faces that we really work towards is that we spend a little bit of time delving into sort of women's issues early on in the seminar, but we try to stay away from that and sort of create more of a gender-neutral environment, both for their training workshops that are facilitated by a leadership consultant and Schuyler College of Business, but also for all of their other activities that are led here in Hawaii and on Maui.
If that's so, then why limit it to women?
Studies have proven over time that the economic empowerment of women affects economic growth, and when women acquire and control monetary and capital assets, their overall economic and social standing improves. And these can translate into greater bargaining power in their homes, which lead to greater growth-enhancing effects, such as increased savings and investment in children's health and children's education. And studies also prove that one of the things that's lacking for women to go on and acquire these leadership roles within society, particularly in business, is sort of the confidence to take charge of their career lives, but also the networks necessary for them to develop and move into positions of leadership.
So although you say that you don't expressly talk about women's issues, those seem to be the underpinnings of the entire reason for coming together.
Absolutely. So we spend a great deal of time building on those things. So the leadership capacity and the entrepreneurial capacity training workshops build on their confidence, build on skills that are necessary in the job market, but also we spend a great deal of time both networking amongst the women themselves as well as within the Hawaii community.
So what were some of the gaps that were identified this year?
We have a really diverse group of women. So each individual woman comes with sort of her own sets of needs and requirements. One of the things that sort of came up again and again throughout the women's presentations and action plans and their goals for their communities as well as their careers is that there's a real lack of understanding of branding and about marketing. So many of the workshops spent considerable time delving into those issues. What is PR versus marketing? How do you brand a good, and then how do you transfer that brand all the way through your PR marketing efforts?
And those seem to be some of the same issues that a lot of women starting a business right here would have to wrestle with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there's a lot of cross-pollination. Were there key ideas that came out of those discussions that might also be helpful for someone thinking about opening a business tomorrow?
Yeah. One of the things that Changing Faces does is we spend 2 days doing community site visits. So we spend 1 day in Honolulu looking at examples of innovative entrepreneurship, and then we spend 1 day in Maui. And one of the meetings that we had in Oahu that was really interesting to the women and has received great feedback was we met with a panel of people who are participating in and are leading the effort to develop our Kaka'ako. And some of the lessons learned from their experience really resonated with our women and were things that they felt like they needed to work on when they returned to their home countries. And one of those things is accessing community networks, that an expectation that you're not responsible for sort of reinventing the wheel every single time in every aspect, but that you can reach out to other community members who are looking to achieve the same thing and work together as a team, but also individually have your own business.
The idea of networking has changed quite a bit in the last 20 years, sort of from how you get to other people to help you do what you individually want to do to how you network with other people to collaborate and get something done.
Yes. I think social media has definitely made that a lot more possible.
But for some of these women who came from, China, Vietnam, Korea, all over the place, were there discussions about their ability to have access to that, to have access to social media in that way?
Well, there are 13 women. They came from 12 different countries. Of those 12 countries, only one doesn't have access to Facebook, but they have access to a Facebook-like online networking platform. And so many of them felt like social media, Twitter, Instagram, all of the various social media platforms today really allow for people to network in ways that weren't imaginable 20 years ago, but also even within their small group, allow them to stay connected for years to come in ways that even the East-West Center hadn't imagined 20 years ago.
As they are trying to maintain these networks and connections, were there any discussions about, how much is too much to put out there? What is it that you keep for a private conversation, or does that not infect business conversations?
No, certainly that's always a topic. The East-West Center always prepares a Facebook page for each group. So the Changing Faces Women, the 2014 group, will come in and they'll be part of a larger Changing Faces Facebook page. But that Facebook page is a group page, so it's closed, and they can share photos and they can share links to different media and different ideas and examples of innovative entrepreneurship throughout the world that they each have come across and want to share with the others. But it's all closed group, and so there's sort of a privacy and security in sharing that information in that platform.
Are you already planning next year's?
We are. We're not certain about dates yet or even about funding, but we're certainly very excited about the opportunity. We had a really wonderful year and relationship that has been born out of this program with Scheidler and with Sacred Hearts Academy, and we really look forward to being able to do it again with them. In addition, my co-coordinator and I, Ann Hartman, we've been invited to co-author a chapter in a women's leadership academic textbook that uses the Changing Faces model as a model for others to replicate.
Well, congratulations to you for that. We'll talk to you as the plans begin to solidify for next year's and as other issues come up in between. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
Liz Doran is a program coordinator for the East-West Center seminars, including the Changing Faces Women's Leadership Seminar that just finished last week. Industry professionals from across the spectrum and across the Asia-Pacific region exchanged leadership skills and ideas to build a global community of women leaders.